Mr. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it is DSD General Business. So Jay, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. My agenda for today, basically wanted to bring the fee schedule back to you, updated fee schedule, just for one last check-in before we go to publication and what have you, take it to the next step. And then I want to give you a brief update about the APA ordinance that we did get a recommendation from the P&Z Commission on the 21st. And so I'll cover that in a few. But we'll start with the most important thing is the fee schedule.
Show me the money.
Yeah. What is updated on the fee schedule? The outstanding item had to do with the first two under general applications, permits, the property specific zoning inquiry and entitlement status applications. As we talked a couple weeks ago or a week ago, Thursday or Tuesday with the title company, title officers and what have you, how we envision that happening and the service that we'll be able to provide to the public. So that's reflective now and appropriately named in the fee schedule, so we can go forward. We can have those applications out and run with it when this fee schedule becomes effective. So other than that, I didn't know if you wanted to go through. We kind of got stuck on the first two items earlier, so nothing else has been updated since October in that regard. The fees that we, as you are aware, are a significant increase over what are currently on the books that were approved in 2022. But we, as we've discussed previously, we're trying to be representative of the staff time that is involved, and we continue to track staff time on applications so that we can look next year or in the coming year, we can look at really what the applications, different applications are requiring of our staff and be able to update these fees. They could go down, they could go up, but we need to be commiserate with what effort that staff is putting into them, and we continue to track that. These were based on about 4 or 5 months worth of tracking, so that effort is ongoing. And I'll pause at that point with regard to, are there other fees you would like to define? You can see under Exhibit A are the building department, their fees for building permits. And those are based on the building code guide that's provided. And it's not really tracking staff time. That's basically a national type of standard, so.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm on page 3. Maybe that's out of sequence, but I'm going to ask anyway. On code enforcement, is the time that it takes our code enforcement officers to go out and reinspect, because they do a lot of visit again, is that $50 an actual cost?
The $50 is an hourly rate. It isn't.
Okay.
It's not. And this is per inspection. So re-inspections after two. It's intended to capture their staff cost for those third and subsequent inspections after that. These fees don't capture the initial from the complaint.
Okay. So
that's a customer service.
All right, and thank you for the clarification. Your comments raise another question. There's no unit of measurement attached to any of the fees, so we don't know if it's one time or hourly?
It's, so the fees are a one-time fee, but the like the $50 is a loaded rate for a code enforcement officer per hour.
Okay. And I guess I'm just trying to figure out, I didn't understand that, and if this goes to the public, do they understand that? Like, maybe somebody could interpret that if they wanted to. Hey, it only says I owe $50. Well, it took me.
Public, I will certainly be prepared to answer that.
Okay.
Completely.
Thank you.
With all the.
Okay.
So one, commissioners, one note I would make is we previously talked through the way we approached this fee schedule was additive, in that you come in for a subdivision application, you pay that fee. There are engineering fees or surveying fees that are for review fees. Those are in addition to the initial subdivision fee itself, so that we're trying to recapture all of the time that our staff and our resources, be it the county or surveyor, our county engineer, GIS, whoever, that staff time is involved in it, we'll be able to capture that.
Are we good?
I think so.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Just need a kind of a, am I ready to go forward to the public and?
I think
I'm in support, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I'm in support. So
thank you.
Jay, proceed with how legal instructs you to take the next steps, and I'm sure there'll be something coming back to us.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep.
So the next item, I have Aaron here for assistance as well, is the Ag Protection Act ordinance that we had two P&Z hearings and an open house the same week as the 21st hearing. So on the 19th, we had an open house. I previously updated you on the November 7th where, you know, that was short notice as far as materials, what have you. We had four people testify at the first hearing. We had a whole lot more than that the second time, plus at the open house, there was another activity happening in our public hearing room the same night, an hour later or so. So Aaron and I staffed that. We talked to 40 or 50 people. There was a group that specifically came for the open house, and then there were a lot of folks that came for the other activity that we were able to update to. Some of them had no idea about this. So it was a good open house, good discussion. Encouraged a lot of those people to come back to the P&Z hearing two nights later, and many of them did. So we took a lot of public testimony. P&Z did make a recommendation to approve the ordinance with amendments. So they listed, provided a list in their findings that were actually signed that night, which are available to the public on the website at the moment. That reflect P&Z's feelings on the matter with regard to where it should or shouldn't be allowed, some of the criteria that were proposed, some they liked, some they didn't. And public testimony was, like the first time, it was all over board. It was pretty specific. It was supportive of the ordinance in general. But there was sentiment about some of the criteria that we had proposed to requirements that they needed to meet. And there was a certain contingent that would like to see them permanent and never expire. And for a volunteer, it's a little difficult, but you know, and part of it is a public educational process to help folks understand that, you know, this isn't a county program per se. It was mandated by the state. We're addressing the state's concern as best we can, and that it will, you know, we have to make our best first effort, and it will serve to help us improve on that ordinance going forward. So it's not like this is the way it's always going to be. We've got to set some standards in the beginning, and we'll go from there. But it was a good hearing. It took they spent plenty of time on it, for sure. But so we'll be back before, it's scheduled for December 18th, before 1:30 to 4:30 that
Greg,
afternoon.
Do we have any other time this month on that? We had a little snafu with the publication where it's not probably fatal, but the publication said that it would be before planning and zoning again, but then in the body of it, the hearing said it would be before the board.
Yeah, Mr. Aaron, we've left that up to Aaron and Jay to correct all that, so I don't know.
I just want to make sure if we've got a hearing before December 31st or a date that the board will be in session before then, we might be able to bump it a week or so to kind of take care of that publication issue.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, the publication, the original publication legal notice that came out was incorrect. That was corrected and republished. It published yesterday, which was 16 days before the hearing, to reflect the board's purview, and that it was a board hearing or an ordinance before the board. There was some confusion before that. Hopefully that was addressed, I think, and Aaron and I are coordinating to make sure that there isn't further question about it. Today would be 15 days, impossible to necessarily get it published today if we absolutely needed to change it, but we did change it at the end of last week.
So the date stayed the same, and the original was for the P&Z, and the corrected is for the commission. And that was 16 days out.
It was published yesterday. Yes, that was 16 days.
An inch is a mile.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure, because we've had some comments already on incorrect publication and stuff, that if we had another date, it might be good to just push it down until we make sure, so we're not just right at such a razor thin time frame.
Chair and the commission, I would err on the side of what Aaron's bringing up to be cautious with this topic. Also, I guess side note for Jay, would it impact our timeline of implementation?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I don't. It's. We can meet the intent of the law. We may not. It may not be in place January 1, even as it stands, because it needs to be published once it's approved.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, as long as that. The intent of it is to have it in place. The fact is, the board, if once they review it, prove it that it's approved, then it's just a matter of public. I think that that's fine.
So, Mr. Chair, on that, up to the 20th of December, it'd be possible to get on the agenda. After the 20th through the end of the year is going to be real tough. So would that meet a deadline if we put something on the agenda by the 20th?
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. No, it seems like it's only 4 more days, but I think I just want to make, is it the 16th of the
day? 2 days.
2 days?
But that's by Thursday, it can be republished again.
Yeah. I think if we just reset it to the 20th, if you have that date.
It's a Friday. And it looks like all the commissioners are here to have a meeting. Mm-hmm. Does that work if we do it on the 20th?
Yes.
I guess.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. No.
Or the 19th, there's actually a public hearing at 1:30. Would you rather do it on a Thursday?
Well, this will be fairly well attended. I don't think we need to stack and pack with something else that's already there.
And Friday is more vacant than the rest of the days.
Will we have it in the admin building, or do you want to have it in here?
Whatever you prefer.
I would imagine that it might be a good idea to have it in an admin building just because of the space limitations. I did speak to a gentleman this morning, asking where it was going to be and when it was going to be. I said, do you realize that the room ain't very big? So that's certainly something we could do. And if we republish, we would in that list we gotta check the schedule of the public hearing for that Friday as well. Better do that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm confused. Why are we doing these date gymnastics for a noticing process that nobody reads the freaking newspaper anyways? Like, if we have it on the website, these people are going to spread the word through email and social media anyways. I mean,
I think we're just trying to comply with the statutory requirement.
Well,
make sure that we've got it out to everybody who's supposed to get it out to, make sure we've got the correct language in it since it's already. It's one of these things that it's not this board's initiative that you created on your own to come up with. You're basically following the requirements of some other entities that are forcing counties to do these things. Citing to statutes that really probably are inapplicable to what this was supposed to be trying to do. In lieu of getting tied up in other things, I'd rather have it done correct the first time. I agree, publishing in a newspaper almost anymore is probably the least effective manner of communication anymore.
Point of clarification. The initial advertisement was how many days out? That was incorrect.
It would have gone, it was 30 days. The original one was.
The original was 30 days.
And brought to our attention, it was wrong.
Okay.
Last week.
And was it, I'm unfamiliar with the specificity of this new statute. Is it required to be a 30-day notice, or is it only LUPA on the 14 days?
For board hearings, it's only 15 days. But we did it 30 days to ensure that the public still had their plenty of notice for 10 days before the materials were cut off. We've got a few comments from agencies, and then comments from the public have mostly been at public hearing.
I'm uncomfortable to find myself in this position to be a little bit opposed with what Aaron's saying, but we had the intent and purposes of advertising. I am uncomfortable with moving the date because we did that 30 days out. We had a failure in the total body of the notice, and we've corrected that 16 days out. I think it sets a precedence if we are going to be uncomfortable with the LUPA statute of the 15 days and start arbitrarily questioning ourselves, well, that's the state statute, but should we do more? Should we do more? And if we did more on this issue, why didn't we do more on that issue? And I guess in my tenure, in my absolute frustration with a newspaper that is very lackadaisical in getting it actually in the publication, we've had to move our dates so many times. I've been here so many times, it's ridiculous. This is not the newspaper's problem. This was ours, to be clear. But if we meet the standards, I'm not discussing an ultimatum. I'm discussing my concern that 30 days out was the date. Now we're talking about changing the date again, less than 20 days out. I'm uncomfortable with that. So help me out.
Chairman.
Do what the majority wants to do.
And I think, to your point, there is another issue that the board is dealing with where, in the interest of customer service, they're trying to exceed what the state statute requires, which is creating a different issue of its own. It's unrelated to this, but I guess I would provide support for what you're saying, that if we're meeting the statute, understanding this is a hot topic that has the potential of being contentious, but if we're meeting what the state statute says is our due diligence, I mean, there could be confusion interpreted on the other way. Oh, I thought it was this date. Well, we're highlighting, as Chief Deputy Pizzoli said, snafu, unintentional, but we should just move forward. If there's confidence from the state legislature that the paper will provide enough information to the public, I know that we have a good director of public information services and a good man under him. They do an awesome job getting that out to the public, probably on a greater basis than the newspaper. So I would rely more on what they're providing in the way of service to the public than I would the newspaper. And I think we should just move ahead, as you've indicated, with the date that's been established. I would be in support of that.
And we are at the, there is the 15-day requirement. So as long as we're meeting the 15-day requirement, I think we have an accurate legal notice of that within 15 days, we're fine. My concern is making sure it's an accurate legal notice. You can't notice for one thing and have it be something else. So
right.
As long as we're properly noticed and we're within that, we're over that 15-day or 15-day plus a day, I think we're fine.
Yeah. So, Chairman, I'm going to say that back. What I heard you say was that we have met the standard with an accurately noticed publication.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to make point.
Yeah.
We have met that. It's on a very, it's a subject that's caused a lot of interest. And I'm really uncomfortable with switching the date this late.
Chairman, I'm interested in Commissioner Brooks' position.
Agencies, the other governing boards.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to jump in and affirm that you're good to go on a 16th day of a properly worded publication.
100%.
Okay.
It's the 18th.
It's 18 days?
The 18th, yeah, 16 days, but it's, so it is on the 18th.
Oh, I see.
Chairman and the board, I might add, just for transparency and clarity, when it came to this, when we got this information of the confusion with the title, it seemed like there was concern that maybe when members of the public read that, they're going to say, oh, it's just going in front of P&Z and not the board. And so from there was that potential disconnect that individuals were worried about. If it's going to the board, then they can read it from the title and go. But at the end of the day, that's just from what we received that email with.
Thank you. And this is where we're trying to get to. I want it to be crystal clear. We did provide a corrected publication that will be 16 days within. So if they're reading an old notice, I don't know how we have control over that.
The other note is that the body of the, if you're reading the notice, the body, even at that time, said of the date and time in front of the Board of County Commissioners. So by looking at the date and time, regardless of if you thought it was in front of planning and zoning, it's actually in front of the board. That's in the body.
It's in the body of that decision.
And we could just put a notice on the admin building that if they show up for that date that, nope, you need to be over in the courthouse. It's before the commissioners. There's a way to solve that.
Chairman, I might add, we can do an initial push too, like we did with the open house and P&Z to get those individuals out there and put that on all of our platforms too to get traction. So,
yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. So in all of this discussion, if we keep the same date, are we moving it from here to the admin building?
I think we should, Mr. Chairman.
Shannon, would you please make sure that the admin building room will be open for that? And it was from 1:30 to 4:30? Okay.
hearing a P&Z did not take 3 hours.
Thank you for that tidbit of information.
Seemed like 3 hours.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious where we can see the information or read the information from P&Z and the, what they liked, what they didn't like, their suggestions and whatnot.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, it is current of the findings, and I'll update the staff report accordingly. But the findings that P&Z signed with those the amendments that they recommended were removal and a couple of adds, their categories that way. It is available under land hearings. I think the top note is ordinances. It's on the website.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been there since, well, was there when I looked yesterday morning.
Okay.
Could have been on there since last week, but.
Yeah. Were any of their suggestions out of line with what's required with the state statute? Because I know from some of the chatter that I've heard, people are upset about these areas not being inside the areas of impact, which obviously doesn't coincide with the law. So
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks said the what was recommended by P&Z was basically to require what the law says we have to require, and they wanted to remove some of the other proposed criteria that we placed in there.
Oh.
So it's not a conflict with the law.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Now that we've sorted through that, we'll be back Thursday with some ordinance information to discuss.
Okay. All right. Super. All right.
For today.
So we'll probably have to have a public hearing because this is greater than 5%, and work with legal to get those notices before the board so we can make that official and get it on the schedule.
Peace, Kate. Appreciate it, Commissioners.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. There's nothing else. We have, 11:30? So we have 11:30. So let's adjourn. All right. Let's be in adjournment. Thanks.